Unit 7. The Great Depression. The world's economies had experienced economic recessions and even depressions many times in the decades prior to 1929. However, none had reached the severity, in terms of both financial loss and duration, of that experience during the 1930s, a period now known as the Great Depression. Many nations felt its effects, but few suffered as extensively as the United States. In America, thousands of banks and businesses failed, and unemployment and homelessness prevailed into the early 1940s. While the exact combination of financial and social factors that caused the Great Depression will likely never be fully understood, one event is recognized as its initial manifestation: the U.S. stock market crash of late October 1929. As stock values plummeted, investors panicked and sold their shares at a loss, crippling entire companies in the process. Average Americans, worried about access to their savings, made massive withdrawals, which in turn led to a series of bank collapses. Funds evaporated, employers could not afford to compensate their workers, and farmers and homeowners became unable to pay their mortgages. Widespread homelessness and unemployment was the result, with the latter reaching a figure of 25% by 1932. The American leader presiding over this financial disaster was Herbert Hoover. Following a philosophy of limited government, he refused to take federal action to stem the collapse, believing the market would correct itself. Needless to say, the millions of Americans living without work or shelter did not support this tactic. So it was not unexpected when, in the elections of 1932, Hoover was overwhelmingly defeated by challenger Franklin Roosevelt, who promised decisive government action to end the Depression. Roosevelt immediately instituted a bundle of policies he termed the New Deal, aimed at righting the U.S. economy through federal intervention. He placed a temporary ban on bank withdrawals to prevent more bank failures and passed laws to support the recovery of businesses. He distributed money to families for food and clothing purchases, implemented a program of unemployment compensation, and founded the Social Security system to provide financial assistance to the elderly. Moreover, the New Deal created numerous government agencies to generate employment. These included the Civilian Conservation Corps, which hired workers to replant deforested areas, the Works Progress Administration, which created jobs in construction as well as among artists, and the Tennessee Valley Authority, which extended electricity service to rural communities through hydroelectric projects. Despite the breadth of the New Deal policies, they were more successful in halting the Depression than reversing it. It was not until America's soldiers and, consequently, its industries became engaged in World War II that true recovery occurred. However, many of Roosevelt's programs, such as unemployment compensation and Social Security, remain, and today they are considered fundamentals of American society. In addition, subsequent analyses of the causes and consequences of the Great Depression have informed federal policymakers on how to avoid future catastrophes. Ultimately, the Great Depression transformed perceptions about the role the federal government should play in economic matters.